6 PM.
2019, Metals and Engineering in Darba, expanding industry and promoting competitiveness. On the line now, I've got Kaiser Niyatsumba, who's the CEO of SEEFSA, which stands for the Southern African, the Steel and Engineering Industries Federation of Southern Africa. And we're going to be talking about the current state of South Africa's metal and engineering sector. Good evening, Kaiser.
Good evening, Chris.
By Jove, this Indaba looks like a fascinating event that's going to be taking place. You know, you're talking about the state of the metals and engineering sectors, and this is these are sectors that have been under quite a lot of pressure in the past year or two. Give us a kind of flavour of what you expect the Indaba to incorporate when it gets underway.
Well, Chris, this marks the fifth year in which we'll be holding the Metals and Engineering Indaba. It's been growing in stature, growing in popularity, and we have put together a fantastic program that brings together captains of industry, policymakers, various labor leaders, and ministers from government to look at what it is that we collectively can do to stimulate growth in the sector, but also to look at the opportunities that are coming up following the signing, thankfully, of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, opportunities that are going to come up for competitive companies in the sector to bid for business on the rest of the continent, to do much more business than has been the case hitherto on the continent. And so we are quite excited about it and look forward to the beginning of the conference next Thursday.
Just looking at that one particularly, this plenary session, the African Continental Free Trade one, with all the controversy surrounding Donald Trump and the Chinese in terms of trade laws and trade wars and trade tariffs, isn't this a fantastic opportunity to improve trade, in internal trade within the African continent?
It most certainly is. The tragedy of our history as countries on the continent is that countries have had far stronger ties with their past colonial masters than has been the case with one another. Whatever trade has taken place has tended to be more regionally based, East African countries among themselves and North African countries, and we in the SADC region doing the same. So this opens up for the very first time a market that is going to rival, certainly it's going to be bigger than the USA, and will rival some of the big markets around the world. And it makes it possible, therefore, for companies in the sector that are quite efficient and competitive, that have made the necessary investments in technological infrastructure, to be able to take advantage of opportunities that are going to be opening up much more meaningfully on the continent than has been the case in the past. It is a whole potentially a whole new ball game for business in South Africa, but especially in our case, the metals and engineering sector.
Another area that you're going to be talking about in the plenary sessions is a growing Chinese presence in South Africa. How should local business respond? And I mean, we all know the growing Chinese presence in the rest of Africa, and now we're starting to see an awful lot more with China. But you know, the Chinese the philosophy has changed quite a lot in recent years. The Chinese are looking for profits. They're looking to expand their footprint because of the fact that they've got just so much volume back in their own home country. They need to just keep on expanding. How should local businesses respond to the booming Chinese presence in South Africa?
That indeed is the question that is going to be coming under scrutiny next week. Do we fold our arms and vacate our various share of the markets that we have because we cannot compete with the Chinese? Or do we, as an industry, establish how best we can respond? Regrettably, the Chinese, because of the dispute with the Americans, are looking for markets elsewhere. But more importantly, they are far more efficient in production than we are because they've invested over the years in high-tech production methods. They also have the advantages of input costs. And we are not going to be able at all times to call on government to impose punitive tariffs. It becomes imperative, therefore, for local manufacturers to find a way among themselves and in collaboration with their Chinese and other BRICS partners to make themselves much more competitive so that they can stand their ground domestically, but also elsewhere on the continent. It is a very important topic to which we in the sector will have to search for solutions, because otherwise, you know, over the past two decades, manufacturing has been shrinking in South Africa gradually, and its contribution to the GDP has been going down. We need at some stage to reverse that, and we welcome the fact that President Ramaphosa and Minister Ibrahim Patel have said manufacturing and the metals and engineering sector will be among the sectors that will receive government support and will be among the priority sectors to be supported. And we hope that all these collective efforts will ensure that there's a better ability on the part of the sector and companies within it to respond to the huge Asian challenge that faces us.
And that leads me neatly on to fourth industrial revolution in manufacturing. Like the World Economic Forum this week, they're concentrating on that as well. Is South Africa ready, or will it be left behind by the fourth industrial revolution, do you think?
Well, Chris, we have no choice but to be ready. We may be starting too late compared to other companies elsewhere in the world, other countries, but we've got to catch up very speedily. Otherwise, our economy will be in a far worse state than it is at the moment. No country can hope to exist and compete internationally if it does not pay sufficient attention to the development of the new artificial intelligence skills and fourth industrial relations skills and technologies. So that is why that particular session is there, in order to ensure not only that there's a high degree of awareness among employers in the metals and engineering sector and the various stakeholders, because labor is an important stakeholder, they too stand to be impacted upon, but so that we pay the necessary attention now to developing whatever strategies we need to ensure that there is investment made to prepare the companies and the country for the fourth industrial revolution that is indeed very much upon us now. It's no longer just something that's in the future.
And maybe if I can just finish off on what might be a sensitive issue, the upcoming 2020 wage negotiations. How do you think those are going to go?
We are watching, Chris, very carefully developments in related sectors, in the auto manufacturing sector, in the rubber sector, where talks have been going on for some time now with labor, NIMSA, and others. We're watching those. Whatever tends to happen in those sectors, regrettably, tends also to be replicated when we have our metals and engineering sector negotiations next year. And we are very, very mindful of the state of the economy and the state of the sector. We were able in 2017 to have a mature approach from all stakeholders to the negotiations, precisely because the economy was doing so badly, but our sector was also bidding even more than the general state of the economy. We don't believe much has changed. And we are confronted by all sorts of external challenges. The dispute between the U.S. and China, they have a potential to impact on the sector. So we are hoping that we look forward to that session. We think it will be one of the most lively and session in which most people will be interested. But we are hoping that the discussion will be a clear indicator of the kind of approach that is likely to be taken in the negotiations next year by the respective stakeholders. And we hope it will be a positive approach that will be adopted.
Thank you very much indeed, Kaiser Nyatsumba from CIFSA. Thank you very much for that valued input. 2019 Metals and Engineering in Durban, expanding industry and promoting competitiveness.
Do you want to connect with Southern Africa metals and engineering sector movers and shakers, policymakers, and labor representatives as they carve a path to growth? Register for the 2019 Southern African Metals and Engineering in Durban, taking place on 12 and 13 September at the IDC Conference Center. The 2019 Indaba will deliberate on challenges facing the sector and hammer out solutions to take it from the doldrums to growth and prosperity. Don't miss out. Register now on www.meindaba.cifsa.co.za.